to every happy, warming, smiling March. You got some folks don't want to, but undoubtedly God has touched a million people's heart and mind to where they decided to give woman a woman's month. They don't have a man's month.
Today, and we're truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Take my way, my dear. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you right now for your word, Lord, which we lean unto right now. Lord, we ask right now that as your word comes forth, Lord, it comes forth and does what it must do to draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and never, ever, never, ever drive them away. Make me now, Lord, your mouthpiece and your sounding board that I may say something that makes a difference in somebody's life. In Jesus' name and for his sakes we pray. Amen. 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 Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, to Pastor Emeritus Dr. Huey Lawson and our First Lady Emeritus, who I understand recently celebrated a birthday. So happy birthday to our First Lady Emeritus, to Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey. Amen. I think that's my brother-in-law back there, Reverend Marvin Samuel. Amen. 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 And you're always welcome. Amen. Amen. And to all of you, I say to you that on this third installment of The Pursuit of Happiness, we've talked for two Sundays about trying to be happy. Amen. About seeking that elusive peace and that feeling of euphoria that eludes so many of us, even saved Christians. Isn't that right? So let us recap 1 Timothy 6, chapter 5 through 11. It reads again, "Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment," and we've talked about that, "is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Amen. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love," we've talked about love too, "of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee from these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness." So for today, along with the pursuit of happiness being our main topic, our subtopic for today, we've talked about contentment and love. Today's subtopic is purpose. Purpose. Humans exist, in case you don't know, to glorify God. Amen? So we're talking about a purpose. Some people don't believe that. Some people believe that life has no meaning. Some even question their very existence. Why am I here? Does my life have a purpose? Do I line up with God's purpose? Sometimes our own human logic gets in the way of our purpose. See, let me say it like this. Logistical implementation can dilute faith. Faith doesn't always line up with logistics. Amen? Sometimes you can't see the road, but you trust the GPS anyway. Isn't that right? Now, GPS means global positioning system, I think, is what it is. It tells you where you are. Amen? It tells you how to get to where you want to go. And then if it's really fancy, it'll tell you how long and how far it is to your destination. Yes. See, your purpose when traveling is to get to your destination. Isn't that right? Yes. See, God's purpose is for us to glorify him on the way to that destination. So when we say GPS, we might be able to say God's purpose suffices. Amen. You see, we've all got a purpose, and we've talked about contentment and love. If you want to be happy, you need to know what your purpose is. First, we need to let everybody know who the boss is. It's not me. Amen. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is the boss. Amen. I don't care whose name is on the signboard outside. That's just for man. God is the boss. If he's the creator and orchestrator, then we should follow his purpose. Amen. God didn't create the earth just for decoration. He created it to be inhabited and to be glorified. Isaiah 45:18 says, for thus said the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. And then it says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. In other words, when God made the earth to be in, he wants everybody to know that I'm the Lord. I am the one. I did this, and there's nobody else. You see, God's first command to man and woman together was, guess what? Be fruitful and multiply. That's the first thing he told man and woman when they got together. It makes God happy when we know his purpose. When we know his purpose is for us to replenish the earth and glorify him in the process, that makes God happy. It makes us happy to know that we are in God's graces and to know that he's given us a Savior who has taken our sins upon himself. Now, we've talked about contentment and love. Now we're talking about purpose. You know, man needs something to live for. Isn't that right? We need to have a purpose. We need to have a purposeful life, a purposeful understanding of God. And when we have that, we have peace and happiness. Isn't that right? Without that, we are empty vessels of direction, just like a chicken with his head cut off, running around doing everything we're big enough to do, not knowing which direction and which purpose we ought to have. When we don't have any direction, we don't have any purpose. And when we don't have any purpose, we don't have no God. But there is the saving grace of Jesus. And through Jesus, there is a purpose. Isn't that right? And that purpose is what we strive for. That purpose is what makes us happy. And if we want to pursue happiness, we ought to be able to know what God's purpose is. We don't need to be confused, because confusion is bad for us. Can I get a witness? Confusion will make you fall for any old thing. Isn't that right? Confusion will make your head thick. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Confusion will make you swell up at the one that's trying to help you. Isn't that right? The way is clear. Huh? Paul told the Romans that we should be the called according to his purpose. And that his is God. See, Jesus was a young boy when he said, I must be about my Father's business. Even as a young man, he realized that his purpose on earth was to be about his Father's business. See, our purpose in life must line up with God's purpose for us. Then we will attain happiness, because it is attainable. I don't want anybody to tell you that you just can't be happy. Man, that person is very delusional. Because I believe that happiness can come with Christianity. And oh, I understand that how some of us grew up. Amen. Some of us grew up in a deplorable condition. Didn't have what maybe some of our neighbors had. But one thing we had happiness. Isn't that right? You see, when you know what your limitations are, sometime you get happy. My daddy used to say he was happy when he was broke. Can I get a witness? Because as long as he had something, he had to figure out who needed it. Can I get a witness? But when he was broke, couldn't nobody else get nothing. I don't care how many phone calls they made, how many letters they brought to the house, how many insurance men came by, he didn't have any more. Now, I'm not here to advocate being broke. Been there, done that. Don't like it too much. But I'm here to tell you that we need to realize what our purpose is. And that purpose is to glorify Jesus. Amen. And when we get contentment, we ought to be happy. And when we know how to love, we ought to be happy. And then when we know about God's purpose, that ought to show enough make us happy. Jesus will give you that spiritual contentment. Can I get a witness? You know where you are, and you know where you're going, and that makes you happy. He'll teach you how to love and how to make it last forever. Because if your love is that false kind of love, it might last for 5 minutes, 5 hours, or you might even be in love for 5 months. But it ain't gonna last forever. But in Jesus, God reveals his purpose in life for all of us. And that is to glorify him. Isn't that right? And in order to glorify Jesus, you need to know what your purpose is. Here it is. Get saved right now and then pass it on. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about contentment. Tell somebody about love. Tell somebody what your purpose is. Say, here I am, send me. I'll go if you want me to go. If it's my purpose, I'll sing even if you want me to sing. I'll pray if I have to pray all by myself. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Contentment, love, and purpose. Get happy. If you're pursuing happiness, you need to know Jesus. If you're pursuing happiness, you need to know contentment. If you're pursuing happiness, you need to know love and purpose. Because Jesus died so we might have a purpose. And his purpose was to get up 3 days later and come back and get us all. 3 days later, and early, one Sunday morning, my purpose got up and said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. Good evening, church. Is he good? Is he good? Did he get you up early this morning? Do you have a purpose? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. See, I'm happy that he came to save me. I'm happy he died. I'm happy he didn't stay dead. I'm happy he got up on Sunday morning, and I'm happy that he's coming back for me one day. And even though I may not be like Smokey Robinson, tears of a clown, I might not smile all the time, but I'm in the pursuit of happiness. So many of us that are saved, so many of us that are saved are going through stuff. We know we saved. We know we sanctified. We know we headed to heaven. But we still got sickness. We got debt. We got family problems. Don't give up. That's what the devil wants you to do. He's attacking you because you're saved. Don't give up. I believe you can still be happy. There might be somebody right here that's going through something. I invite you to Jesus right here. You might come by letter. You might come by your experience as a Christian. or you may want to be baptized, but I invite you to Jesus, not to Ronnie. I don't invite you to Ronnie, I invite you to Jesus. Continue to pursue happiness. Oh, we can be happy. Christians can be happy. We're supposed to be happy. Don't stop. If you're sick, don't stop trying to be happy. Got money problems? Don't stop being happy. Family problems? Don't stop being happy. Stay on your knees. Oh, I'm happy about that. One day we won't have to worry about school shootings. Come on, come on.